Alan's in Tucson and wants to talk about driveway repair. Chris is in Mesa and wants to talk about tile cracking. But first, we're going to take Andy at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. On the topic of windows, we were trying to talk about soundproofing one, or reducing sound penetration through a window. Well, Andy's got a different kind of penetration problem he's worried about.
Yeah, hi, good morning. So I'm building a custom home down in Chandler. I have a basement home, and I've got these four absolutely beautiful Pella windows, because I heard you just before I called talk about Pella and get a quote, and oh my goodness, were they much better price than anyone else.
Awesome.
My son plays hockey, and I need something to protect those windows when he decides to throw an errant puck towards the window so they don't break. What would you suggest I could put over the window to prevent that from happening?
You're talking about from the inside out. Y'all play hockey inside?
Yeah, we play. He will play in the basement. When we tell him to stop being annoying to your brothers and sisters, to go downstairs, basically.
A puck-proof window. Ooh, that's going to be tough. Do they make wiffle pucks?
Yeah, but he wouldn't be happy with that.
Yeah, he would not be happy with that. Well, there is a, Romy, what is that coating that you can't put an axe through?
First, I would still go back to the magnetite that we were talking about.
Okay, that's a great option.
And we'll get to that other one in a second, but I would put that on the magnetite because you can't penetrate it, but it will still crack the glass behind it. So a magnetite's going to be a much more affordable way to adhere a protective pane and still be able to see through. It's an clear acrylic pane that will go on top. And then this other product is called Ace Security Laminates. And if you go to their website, USACE.com, US Ace. It's a Canadian product, but their website for America is USACE.com. And you can actually see the CEO of the company get in a SUV behind the windshield of a vehicle that has this and has his staff shoot an AK-47 at the driver's seat. And, he sits there the whole time and then pops out. So
this stunt not recommended by Rosie on the house.
No, but I'm pretty sure that puck won't go through it. So there's a couple ways to do it, but I wouldn't do the laminate onto the Pella window because if it still shatters,
it's still
going to
bust
a little.
Yeah, that's true.
So put it on the magnetite, and that's going to be your best bet until we get an outdoor hockey arena built for your son. What's his name?
I don't know. I don't know where else you.
What's his name?
His name is Aiden, but his older sister also plays too, but she's not the hard slap shot that he is.
Hayden.
Very good.
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, man. Custom home, Pella windows, hockey playing children. Where else could Andy have possibly gone to find information on puck proofing your Pella windows? Say that quick.
Well, you can tell he's obviously listened for a little while if he knew to go to Pella
first.
That's
right. That's right. Hey, we still have Chris and Alan on hold. Do we have time to squeeze one of them in?
We do.
Okay. And we do have an open line if y'all want to jump in. 1-888-767-4348.
On hold the longest has been Chris in Mesa. Welcome, sir.
Thank you, Chris.
It's a female Chris.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Female Chris, you're talking to male Rosie.
Okay. We have tile that is starting to lift. It's about 3 degrees, and we are afraid that an underground pipe has been leaking very slowly. Is there someone who can detect an underground leaking pipe without destroying the tile and everything else?
Sure, Chris. Virtually any of the Rosie certified plumbers have either their own leak detection equipment or they have a favorite leak detection service that they can recommend you to. And do we see any evidences of excessive moisture? Is this close to the outside wall of the house?
No, it's not close to the, outside wall. The only place where there is any kind of detection of moisture is that the rug in the area is kind of like a blackish color.
Aha. Uh-huh. So we're definitely experiencing moisture. None of it's warm, like a hot water line break under slab.
No, right. Nothing like that.
Okay. Well, Chris, get on Rosie on the house and and plug in your zip code. Go to plumbing.
Okay.
Ben Franklin Plumbing is right there in your side of town.
And we know them well.
Okay. They'll get a leak detection company there and see if we can identify a leak or not, and then we'll go from there. What's happening is the moisture in the subslab is delaminating the thin set on the tile, and we want to catch it before it starts causing any heaving with expansive soils on your foundation or your slab. Alan, we see you're on hold. We will get to you, buddy. Got to take this little station break first. Open lines, 1-888-767-4348.